bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio.
Are you holding on to things that you should have let go of by now? Do you experience challenges in allowing God to work in your life for real? Today is your day. The time is now to let go and let God for real with the Drill Sergeant of Life. You won't be disappointed. Good morning, afternoon, evening. This is Beatrice Bruno, the Drill Sergeant of Life, and you are tuned in to Let Go and Let God for Real. What is it that's holding you back in life, in relationships, in business that you need to simply just let go of so that you can move forward and do the things that God has created you to do? You know, God is waiting for you to do something so spectacular, so grand, you don't even realize what it is because you have not let go and let God for real. I'm excited today here at Christ the King Media Radio because I've got some wonderful guests today, and these are women that have been in my life for a minute, I'd say since about 2011, and they're just awesome, awesome women of God. They do a lot in the community here in Aurora, Colorado, in Denver, Colorado, and they're phenomenal women of God, women who have had to let go and let God for real in their lives just simply because of the way they serve the community. And I want to introduce you this morning, afternoon, evening, whatever time frame you're listening to this broadcast, to sisters in it, for real sisters. They are sisters by birth, and now they're sisters in Christ, and they're my sisters in Christ. And just love them, love them, love them. And I want to introduce you to the older sister is Betty Funderburk. And the younger sister is Eleanor Reynolds, Eleonora Reynolds.
Thank you.
So welcome, ladies. Welcome to Let Go and Let God for Real.
Thank you.
Good morning and thank you.
Now, see, that's probably the quietest you're going to hear Sister Betty. She's trying to play with y'all today. Okay. She need to just get on here and let go and let God for real and just talk to the people, because I want y'all to, I want the audience to hear from real people. Real women, real situations that they've had to endure in life, and real solutions that they've found over time. And so I know Sister Betty, she's gonna talk a little bit. She's gonna talk a little bit today. Sister Betty, how you doing today?
I'm blessed, better than blessed.
Best, better than blessed. That's all right. That's all right. I'm excited to see you today. Sister Eleanor, how you doing?
Well, you know, I have nothing to complain about.
All right,
I have nothing to complain about. God is good.
Amen.
God
is
good.
Yes,
I'm excited about all the possibilities and opportunities and what we have to do.
Amen.
We've got a lot of work that we promised that we're going to do for God, and we're going to stay on the battlefield. We're going to keep doing it until it gets done.
That's all right. Amen. Now, you are 2 of 9, I believe that is. Sister Betty, you're number 7?
I'm number 7.
Tell us about that a little bit. Growing up as the 7th of 9 children with the bratty girl. I call her the bratty girl today. Number 9 over here to my right. Tell us about that a little bit.
For real?
For real.
You want to know the real story?
For real.
Don't
yes,
tell it
ma'am.
All, Betty. Don't tell it all.
Number 7 was not very impressive to me.
Okay.
I felt like it, when you put it all in a bag, if I were number one,
mm-hmm.
Thank you. If I were number one, I could say, well, I was number one.
Okay.
Or if I was the last born, like my baby sister will be here, I can make note of that. But I was number 7. Where does number 7 fit in anything, being a child? I felt like I was lost in a brown bag jungle of life. No one noticed me. They didn't hear me when I came. They didn't see me when I left. So when I did get there, I had to get busy. Now, they tell me my dad used to call me a wild filly.
A wild filly.
A fancy dancer. Didn't mean I could dance so well, but apparently when I showed up, I must have showed out.
Okay.
And that was in a good way, they tell me.
Okay.
It's okay to be seen, people. Sisters and brothers, but be seen for the right reason. And Amen. Being that seventh child, I really didn't think anyone saw me. So when I was active the way I was, they even called me stubborn. Can you imagine? I didn't do anything to bring any unforetold attention to myself, but they say I was stubborn. You know how many years of my life it took my older sister, who is now there with Jesus up in heaven. She said, Betty, you were not a stubborn child. Let me go on record to tell you, you were a child who knew what they wanted. Not stubborn. I put my head back, my shoulders stuck out. I said, I wasn't that stubborn child that they talked about. No, you just knew what you wanted in life.
Gifted.
That's good.
And I'm going on now to pursue that. I didn't check with what I thought I wanted. I checked with my father.
Amen.
Had I asked him a long time ago, I wouldn't have had to go through this wilderness of life thinking I'm only number seven. I'm number seven. There's no more number sevens in the deck, okay? I'm number on top of that, I was born on my dad's birthday. If you get any more special than that, I'll just holler.
That's all right.
So I've learned to take whoever, whatever I am, whatever the situation, and I'm going to shine the brightest, stand the tallest, and share and give the most that I can for anything that I enter into.
Amen. Amen. Good for you. So during all that time now, what were some of the key things that you had to let go and let God for real? During that time, because you say you had to stand tall. Now, to my listening audience, she about 5 foot nothing. Okay.
Hey, give her a couple extra inches.
Okay, she about 5'2", maybe.
Four.
Okay, I don't believe I'm going to let her little sister tell me she's 5'4". But certainly there were certain things that you had to let go and let God for real in your life as you were coming up, as you were growing into the person that you are now.
I had to let go of Betty. I would like to think that I've never been vain, but you know what they say about women. They sure make us out to be cruel people sometimes. Women are pretty blessed. Ask Mother Mary. Without the women, a whole lot of things would not take place. We know that. And I thought if I said that or thought on that too much, for sure people were going to think, there's another vain one.
Yeah.
Who is she? She's stuck up. She's uppity. No. It's okay to recognize that you're a gift of God.
Yes, absolutely.
And that women play a very crucial and important part in everything.
Absolutely.
Not in just holding a family together and keeping businesses well glued together, but we are important factors on this earth. Go ask Eve.
Amen.
For real.
Amen. For real. That's good. That's good. And now we turn to the baby girl of the bunch. What was your mama's name?
Eleonora.
Miss Eleonora's baby girl, Eleonora.
Okay, that's me. That's me.
So tell us a little bit about you. What makes you so special as the ninth of nine children?
That's interesting. That's a good question. Let me start out by saying this name that I had to grow into was difficult at first. I went to school, and I was surrounded by the Bettys, the Brendas, the Marys, and all the other ones out there. There were no Eleonoras, so I came home crying. Mama, where did you get this name from? Why do I have to have it? They can't say it, they can't spell it, and I don't want it. And she said, baby, there was a president once that had a wife, and her name was Eleanor Roosevelt.
That's right.
And she was so loved. You are blessed to have that name, not to mention that I name you after me.
Amen.
It took a while for me to grow into the name, and in light of the fact that Mom left us in 2006. I feel very privileged to be an Eleanor. As a matter of fact, I've discovered that most people with this name have a story to tell, such as myself.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, we have stories to tell. And Eleanor is a very special name, and I enjoy being Eleanor today. As the youngest in a family of nine, I got used to being told what to do, when to do it, how to do it, and I learned to say, I learned how to do it well. And one other thing that I learned being the ninth child, I realized that the least shall be the greatest.
All right.
There's a lot of stuff you can learn being number nine.
All right.
If you pay attention and you listen,
okay,
you can watch and learn a lot from the other siblings, what you should do, what you shouldn't do, how to do it, how to say it, and you can stay out of a lot of trouble. That's what I tried to do growing up. As a matter of fact, as the youngest, number nine, I am happy to report that I was the first one, believe it or not, to actually go to college.
Amen.
And was privileged to get not one, not two, but three college degrees. And I always had fun with my mom as I got those. I'd always get two of them, and Mom would bring them home and put them on the wall, and Amen. People would tease her and say, "You got another degree, Mrs. Reynolds, huh?" And she says, "Well, you see it on the wall there, don't you?"
Eleanor.
Yeah, Eleanor got another degree. That's so awesome. I was privileged and blessed to be able to do that while going through and learning so much from my siblings, and especially my number seven sibling, Betty. I don't know how I could have made it without her. Growing up, believe it or not, Drill Sergeant, I didn't talk. There was a time in my life, nobody will believe it, but I did not talk.
And we're going to learn more about that when we come back from our break. You're listening to Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. I tell you, you're in for a treat today, because I got the sisters, Betty and Eleonora. They are, oh my gosh, everything God has called them to be, they are in that. And you're going to hear more about them when we come back. This is Beatrice Bruno, the Drill Sergeant of Life, and you're tuned in to Let Go and Let God for Real.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
A Day Ajala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adayajala.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to Let Go and Let God for Real with the Drill Sergeant of Life. This is Beatrice Bruno, the Drill Sergeant of Life, baby. And I have two guests today. I'm telling you, they're here to rock your world. We were just listening to Eleanor, the youngest of nine children. And I tell you, when I first met Sister Eleanor and her sister Betty, who was number seven, told me that Eleanor used to be a real quiet child, I was like, I don't know who she's trying to fool.
Introvert.
But she said that Miss Eleonora never used to talk.
For real.
Sister Eleonora, tell us about that. What happened that caused you to be such an introvert? But then what did you have to let go and let God for real to become the extrovert that I know you as today?
I've never heard that term. Not as extrovert. I would say that I'm kind of in the middle now. Okay. But let me tell you what happened. Growing up, I realized the smartest place to be was just to listen. be quiet. That's what I did, and that's where this number seven sister, Betty, came in. When we'd go into stores and needed something, the storekeeper would say, "What do you want, little girl?" And I would point and say, "Just point." And he says, "Can she talk? Is she retarded? What's wrong with her?" And Betty would say, "She wants two bubble gums, a Tootsie Roll, and a bag of chips." I just thought the safest place to be was just to not say anything, listen, learn, and watch. And as I started to grow up and read books and learn all the things there was to know, I realized that I had plenty to say, but I was still afraid to say it, just still afraid to say it. As I went through college, I continued to read and learn, but was very reluctant to stand up and speak out. Believe it or not, Drill Sergeant, what really brought me out was this awesome organization, you probably heard of it, called Toastmasters International, recognized as the world's undisputed expert in public speaking and leadership. It was truly a great organization for me that helped me stand up and speak out. And all those things I had in me that I wanted to share with other people, I felt more inclined to stand up and share it, and I realized that God had plenty for me to share, both Betty and I, with the world and our community. And we have, as a result of that, started to share those things through our nonprofit called Sisters Enterprise that we founded about 10 years ago.
That's awesome. Sisters Enterprise. Now, I take it that that means because you two are sisters, that you took that concept and, what, pull in other sisters around the community? Sister Betty, address that for us.
The way God would have us look at each other, who is my sister? Who is my brother?
All right now.
Mark 3:35.
All right.
That would be anyone who does the will of God. That was the intention. We just happen to be biological sisters.
Okay.
But we are, even at this date, pulling in as many that would like to come and be a part of this awesome community organization to make a change in the community, a change in the world.
Okay.
One person, one family at a time.
That's good. That's good. So what do you do then? What do you do with this Sisters Enterprise? What do you do with it?
We've got a program called Random Acts of Kindness that we like to share with the community. And since our beginning, we seek out individuals that have done some exemplary things, and we like to use them as examples to share with other people. This is what you can do. This is what God wants you to do. And guess what? You don't have to charge to do a good thing. So we seek out individuals that are children, teens, adults, seniors. We find them from all walks of life. We don't care what color, what sex, what age. We look for those individuals and we use them as examples to share with our community what you can do, what you should be doing, what God wants you to do to make a difference in our world. And that's what we have done. This year, we selected about 12 individuals from our community that we honored with this award. We also have honored individuals in the past. We're almost up to about 87 people that we have selected, and we continue to look for good people that are doing great things.
Wow.
We also honor and seek out centenarians. And this year, we selected an individual, I believe her name is Blossom Golston, that is 101 years old. We have decided these individuals that get to be that age, they probably got something, Drill Sergeant, that they could share with the world, and we need to be taking notes of how it used to be back in the day.
Amen.
And I know it's a high-tech world today, and we got our cell phones, and we got all this other stuff going. But I tell you what, it's lovely to be able to talk to someone eye to eye, person to person, and put that phone down and have a real conversation with people, speaking from the heart.
That's good. That's good. And you know, when you think about it, in the community, when we talk about letting go and letting God for real, there are some needs that we have in our community. Now, and not, I'm not talking about just the Black community. I'm talking about the community of world citizens,
God's
of
community.
People, God's community. There are things that we have to let go and let God take control of and be a part of so that we can help people. Sister Betty, I know you've seen some people out there in the community that need help. And it's not help that necessarily comes from the government. It comes from us. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, everyone either lives in a condo or apartment complex. You're blessed to have a home. You see people come and go every day. if your life depended on it, how many of those people could you call by first name? How many of them could you call at all?
Mm.
You hear the joke, just don't be late, but call me for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
These
mm-hmm.
people don't call you for any reason. There are some folks that just want a smile, just want an interaction with another living, breathing person.
Amen.
When was the last time you took the time to look to the left or look to the right and just say, hello, how are you today? It could make someone's complete world.
Yes, yes.
Feels
yes.
good to be for real
yes.
and know that you live among real people.
Mm.
Betty, our Back Home Gospel shout-out program that we have, that's one of the areas that we try to address as well. And we also ask individuals, Drill Sergeant, how many of you guys know your neighbor next door?
Mm-hmm.
What's their name?
Mm-hmm.
You remember growing up, we knew everybody on this side of the street, on that
yes.
side of the street, and the next block over. Now we have gotten so accelerated, so sophisticated and educated, we don't know anybody. We pull into our 2 and 3 and 4 car garage and we let it down and that is it. We don't know, we don't care, and we don't want to know. And that's very, very sad. We got to get back to some old-fashioned ways.
You're right about that. And, you know, and since you brought that up, one of my favorite scriptures is 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, the 14th verse. And it says, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins. I will heal their land. Well, when you get to the last part of that scripture where it says, heal the land, do you realize that what you are doing in the community is part of healing the land? Because so many of us are broken. So many people are broken. They're downhearted. And I see our engineer Clarence, he's over there bobbing his head up and down because he knows it's true. So many people have been left out.
Mm-hmm.
So many people have been just discarded because you're right. We don't know their name. We don't even know how to say Mr. So-and-so. We don't know the last part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And we as a people need to let go and let God for real just so that we can say, yes, I know Betty Funderburk. I know Eleanor Reynolds. And those are good people. I know Clarence Lee. I know these people, you know. And we need to be able to humble ourselves before God and pray and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways so he can hear from heaven, he can forgive our sin, and he can heal our land, heal our communities. And through through Sisters Enterprise, that's what you all are doing. You're reaching out and tell us, I want to know a little bit more about the random acts of kindness, because you hear about these things on TV. You hear about a multimillionaire standing on a street corner giving out $100 bills. Okay. Now, I'm going to say this. I don't see y'all with a pocket full of $100 bills.
Hmm.
Okay. To do a random act of kindness in that way. But how do you do random? Oh, what people are you targeting that do those random acts of kindness in our community?
Well, it's said that a random act of kindness is a purportedly selfless act performed by someone to either help or cheer up a stranger for no reason other than to make someone else happy. Whether spontaneous or planned in advance, it's a powerful way of changing the world, one act at a time. Let me just answer that, Drill Sergeant, by giving some examples of some of the individuals we have honored in the past. Hopefully, some of these names will ring a bell for many in the community, and you'll know that these people are powerful people.
Mm-hmm.
Gwen Bryant this year was honored. Lana Combs. Jason Farnsworth, he's the gentleman that started a nonprofit to help the Century 16 victims a couple years ago.
That's
Kathy
awesome.
Fortune, MD, Hope Golden, Claude Gray, B. Harris, Denver Urban Spectrum, Dwayne Johnson, David Klein, Carolyn Morgan, LaDon Sullivan, Denver Foundation, Claudette Sweet, Gilbert Wheeler. Those are just individuals from this year. But let me tell you something. These individuals are so powerful. And as I stated to you before, we seek out children, teens, adults, seniors. And what we do throughout the year is when we're out and about in the community and we see someone doing something spectacularly kind and nice, doing it from their heart, we have these little packets that we give out. And it has money in it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it also has a little card that says, you've been caught. doing a random act of kindness.
Amen.
Keep it up. Keep doing the good work. And of course, they don't expect anything. Mm-hmm. These people are so spectacular. They go, no, no, we don't want it. And we give it to someone else to give to them. And it's not a way of paying them. We just want to tell them, you're doing something good. God wants you to know that you're doing something good. Mm-hmm. And he wants you to keep it up. And we want you to pass it on to somebody else. This has to be done. No man is an island. Amen. We've got to stick together.
That's right.
And we are all family. Truly we are. Mm-hmm. Of our nine in our family, Betty and I are, let's see, there's four of us left. Is that right, Betty? Of the nine children.
Out of nine. That's okay.
And God said, and Mama and Daddy said, you got to keep it moving. You got to keep it going.
Amen.
And we've got to spread the word that, so what? It's old fashioned. It's back home. But it's got to be done. It's got to be done.
Amen.
The world can be changed one good deed at a time.
I'm reminded, Betty, I remember it was Mother's Day one year in Kansas City, which is where we're from. And
is that Kansas City, Missouri?
Well, I was born in Kansas City, Kansas, thank you very much. But yeah, we were raised in Kansas City, Missouri.
Home of the great barbecue.
Best barbecue in the world, Betty. Now, I'm sure everybody already knew that.
Okay.
However, it was Mother's Day, and we were going to church, headed out to church. And as we passed a neighbor next door, I think her name was Miss Rowland, Mama stopped in front of the house, and I said, Mom, it's Mother's Day. We've got to get to church on time. We're not going to get a good seat. Can y'all relate to that?
Oh, yes.
We wanted a good seat. And as we headed out, Mom stopped again, and I said, Mama, please, we got to get there. She says, I'm not sure if Miss Rowland has been able to get up out of bed. She's not been feeling good these days, and I know she can't cook her own food.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Mama, as soon as church is over, I promise you, we'll go over and we'll clean and we'll cook and we'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
She started out again, and she stopped after a couple of steps. She says, no, no, I think we better do this now. I said, Mama, it's Mother's Day. Would you please? I want you to know, folks, that my mama went back in that house, put her purse down, went in there, got that lady up, cooked and all that. Of course, we got to church. It was about 10, 15 minutes left. We did not get a good seat. Thank you very much. But Mama was happy and she was pleased.
Amen.
And I learned later, there was one of the evangelists that we gave our awards to one year, Evangelist Faye Sandel. And she said, that's what you call passing church to get to church.
All right, now.
She said, your mama knew that church was right there. And folks, I want you to know, some of y'all are going to church and you know you passed church.
Mm.
You know you passed. You saw people at the bus stop,
mm-hmm,
that go to your same church,
mm-hmm,
and you pass them by in your brand new car and would not stop and offer them a ride.
You
see them in different places, mm-hmm, and you have not helped them. And Mama taught me on that day. It hurt so bad. I was a little upset at first. She was teaching us that we got to take care of church business. And church business is not always at church.
That's right. That's right.
I have been mocked as the crybaby in the family.
You are. She's a crybaby.
And I'm working on that. But there are occasions that you should cry. God made that as a powerful emotion.
Mm-hmm.
It's times such as that. And we don't want to just inundate you with a lot of personal stories, because you have done good deeds out there. I know you have. We would like for you to come forward and become a part of Sisters Enterprise and share some of those things so that others can see and hear and go out and do what you're doing. But in knowing things like this, when I hear those stories, I don't care if I'm in a grocery store or where I am, I'm going to give you a bucket of tears. And they're going to say, lady, what's wrong with you? And I'm going to say, did you see that family over there? Did you see that lady counting pennies at the counter? Let's do something about that. We can all join hands and sing songs. We can all meet at church on Sunday morning. That lady needs food for her children. Let's do something about it now, for real.
Come on, Sister Betty. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what let go and let God for real, mm-mm, is about. We've got to get real, because we serve a real God.
Oh,
but
yeah,
we are real people with real problems, real issues.
Oh, yeah.
And we need real solutions. And the majority of those solutions come from real people helping by the power of God.
Praise God.
And you're talking about people that have had to let go and let God for real in some area of their lives to the point where it was not about them anymore. This Sisters Enterprise is not about Betty. It's not about Eleonora. It's got nothing to do with you, but everything to do with God and his mm-hmm. people. And when we talk about 2 Chronicles 7 and 14 and letting the word of God reverberate in our hearts, telling us that in order for the land to be healed, okay, we've got to first humble ourselves and pray and seek God's face and turn from our wicked ways.
Okay.
So that God will hear from heaven, he will forgive our sin, and he will heal our land. The first step in healing the land is to pray. The second step mm-hmm. is to get off your do nothing and do something.
Something, anything.
For real.
For real.
I like that. For real.
Oh,
because
God.
As we go out and help people, as we go, you know, that family that you were talking about at the register. Okay, what if somebody had just gotten off their do nothing and done something and went over with $100 to the register and say, I got their groceries.
I got it.
What if we did something like that? What if we stop at the gas station, don't need any gas, and see somebody, you know they don't have the money for it, and say, you know what, I'm going to pay for that person's gas right there. What if we did something like that? Clarence, what if we did something like that?
What if?
The world would be different.
The world would be different.
Would it make a difference?
Would it heal our land?
Yes. Yes, it
would. Would it heal all the stuff, all the garbage that we call people, okay, that we call life? Would it heal us and do what we need to do? This is Beatrice Bruno, the Drill Sergeant of Life, and you are tuned in to Let Go and Let God for Real. Today, we getting real with you.
Okay.
We're over here at Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Let Go and Let God for Real. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some real solutions to the real issues and real problems that we have in this world. We want to heal our land.
Amen.
Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services in the Denver metro area. Call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio.
This is Beatrice Bruno, the Drill Sergeant of Life, and you are tuned in to Let Go and Let God For Real. And we are having a good time. We're having a stomp down good time here in the studio today, because we're finding out what it takes for us to let go and to let God for real in our lives so that God can use us. And right after we went on break, our audio engineer, Clarence, told us a story, and I told him, just stop, because you're getting ready to tell that on the air today. So, Clarence, tell us what happened when you were in college in Arizona.
I was at the grocery store and saw a gentleman with three small children. And he's holding the smallest child, and she's crying, and the other two are running around grabbing stuff off the counters. And I could just tell the look on his face. He was just so... He was just hurt. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at his basket, and I'm seeing cookies. I'm seeing a loaf of bread. I'm seeing candy, you know, just... And I could tell he really didn't have enough money to buy the proper food for these kids. And something just came over me, and I knew I didn't have... I had, like, $20 in my pocket. Mm-mm-mm. And I knew that I probably wasn't going to get money again for another week. And I ran around and I let him ring up the food, and I ran around to the cashier, and I said, hey, I want to go ahead and I wanted to do it discreetly. You know, I didn't want to do it all bold and, right. and nothing like that. I just went and told the lady, hey, look, I want to pay for this guy's food. Mm-hmm. And after I did, he looked up at me and smiled. And the feeling that I got out of that was worth more. I almost wish I had spent the whole $20. Amen. I almost wish I had went back and told him, hey, man, go and get you some real food.
Yeah.
And then come back and take care of that for you.
Amen.
And so...
How did you feel?
Man, it's my feet couldn't touch the ground.
Amen.
And it's something, it's a feeling that that you almost want to do all the time. I just say, if you feel like this just from doing that...
Yeah.
What just would it imagine. Feel like to do it every day, all day long?
Come on, somebody.
What that would really feel like, and how much better. It wouldn't be no road rage.
That's right.
It wouldn't be people arguing over silly stuff.
Stupid stuff,
It's something that needs to be taught, and it needs to be put out there. So I'm glad this is a subject that y'all are talking about, because it really Amen. Needs to be heard.
Amen. And you're listening to Let Go and Let God For Real with the Drill Sergeant of Life. We're here in the studio today, and we're just not only having a good time, but we're getting to the real crux of the matter. And the real crux is that we are living in a time when our land is so in need of healing. And we're not talking about war or anything like that. We're talking about daily life. We're talking about people that need to be healed. People are hurt. They're in their hearts. They're just so hurt because of the way life is treating them right now. And Sister Betty was also telling us a story of when she was supposed to go to church to get honored, and she had to risk Sister Eleanor getting mad at her for being late to church and all this good stuff. But Sister Betty was on a mission. And when she saw the need, she just let go and let God for real and took care of that need. Sister Betty, tell us about that.
I kept watching, excuse me, I kept watching my watch, and I looked to my right at a family of, seemed like 10 children that were just running barefoot, no shirts on, little bellies out, and their mom appeared to be a single parent sitting on the porch. I'm sure if she could do better, she would have. But I looked at her, I looked at her children, I looked at my watch, and I had just volunteered at a food pantry the day before. I had all this bread that I was planning on giving to the church, people that really didn't need it. But I said, I see a need here. I pulled over, and I couldn't get the bread out of my van fast enough. The children took the bread out of the packages and began to eat it one slice at a time. And I looked further in my van to see if I had anything else in there. I had a few bottles of water and some cakes, and I didn't leave until I emptied half my van out for that family.
Amen.
I looked at my watch again, and I told them, I'll come back after church, and we'll minister to you, and we'll see what other needs you have. But I'll see you for now. God bless you. I got to church, and of course, the whole service stopped when I walked through the door. Someone said, "She's here, she's here." Long story short, they said, "She took the scenic route, people, but she made it." And the pastor said, no, don't go there, for real. Sister Betty was probably out on a mission.
Amen.
They didn't give me a chance to tell them what happened, but some of those little children had followed. The church wasn't even a half a block away. Had anyone talked to that family? Had they ministered to that family? Did they know the needs of that family? Right there in the neighborhood, I couldn't even talk as I cried. As my sister accuses me of being the crybaby, I thank the church for giving me the award, but there was a need that Sunday. Amen. It had to be met.
Amen.
And we met it with God's help, for real.
Amen. That's awesome. And see, we as a people, as a human race, you know, all around us, people need us. And that's why it's important that we let go and let God, for real, Sister Eleanor.
Yeah,
because if we don't, who is going to be lacking if we don't let go and let God for real in our lives? You know, the word of God in Matthew, the 11th chapter, verses 28 through 30 says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light."
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, bring all your burdens to him.
For real, he
for
said,
real.
Bring them.
Bring them, because as we, and when I say let go and let God for real, that's all the burdens, all your past, all the disappointments, all the discouragements, all the hurt, all the pain, all the suffering. If we would take that to Jesus and say, "Jesus, I'm giving you all this stuff," then he will take that burden from us and allow us to be in health, healing, and wholeness so that we can do what these good folks are doing. In the community. Please. We can go out and do the random acts of kindness. You know, so many people wait until they have something, Sister Eleanor. Mm. They wait until they got $1,000 in the bank, or $10,000. Or
Christmas.
Or Christmas. And I'm going to help somebody then. But you know something? Somebody needs some help now. You need to let go and let God for real now to help those people that are in need now. Oh, Lord, Clarence didn't wait until Christmas time.
They needed it now.
They needed it then. Yeah. That family, that daddy with those three children, they needed it right then.
You know, one thing, Drill Sergeant, that we take pride in with Sisters Enterprise, we frequently get calls. And, of course, we start our day out by talking to Daddy. Amen. Every day, and he gives us our instruction. And we are amazed at the calls that we get. We don't know how these people find us. And sometimes we wonder, well, did you check with your church? Did you check with your family? But by the time they have to finish giving all of these forms and filling out this stuff, Jesus, and birth certificates and all of that, I don't know if it's too late, but somehow they find us. And Betty and I start right in our own kitchen cupboard.
Amen.
Getting green beans, and my husband's going to seem like we bought green beans last week. What happened? I hope he's not listening right now. But I tell you what, we start right in our own home.
Amen.
And then we go out and we check with our Christian friends and say, we know a family that's in need. We need some diapers. We need this. Right. We need that and the other. Mm-hmm. But Betty and I often ask ourselves, what about these folks has really got it? Understand, Drill Sergeant, we're not rich folk. You know that. Mm-hmm. We just dealing day by day. And we wonder about the folks that's really been blessed, why they won't step up to it. I just want to share a couple of names with you, some of our past random act of kindness honorees. These are people that make a difference. Mm-hmm. And again, maybe you guys have heard of some of these names. We'd love to clone them because of what they do in our community to make it a bigger and better place. Lenora Alexander, she's over the Denver Weekly News. Bonnie Bills Law, oh my God. Michelle Byers, Alma Dean Brown, Priscilla Brown, Reverend Dr. Janice Buckner, Shauna Carter, Pastor Fred Chagola, Sia Chandler, Gigi DeGala, Sandra Edmonds, Deborah Ford Williams, Gail Hamilton, Marion Fisher, Pamela Herzog, Vern and Annie Howard, John Marsh, Randy McCowan, Body of Christ, praise the Lord, Reverend Ronald Meeks, Zona Moore, John Mustian, Dr. Chris Pello, Lillian Faye Sando, Ronald Washington, Joe Saba.
Name a few. One of those names could be you. Not that you're looking to hear your name.
That's right.
But it could be you. And we see and feel, a family can be out there feeling the results of something that you did.
Amen.
For
praise
real.
God. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. And it doesn't take a whole bunch of money. It really doesn't. There are resources here in the community that we have no idea are even in operation. There are places, I remember when we used to live in Covington, Georgia, and I ran a pregnancy crisis center down there, and you, oh my gosh, you talking about letting go and let God for real? Because you really had to really let go and let God to help some of those young women that found themselves in dire situations. But I wrote to places like Johnson & Johnson.
Okay.
And I received a what do you call
cases.
A pallet.
Wow.
A pallet of cases of diapers, female feminine products.
Giving us an idea now, Drill Sergeant.
Powder, baby Praise lotion, God. Baby soap, and all that stuff. And that was just writing to them. I also wrote to, it was either Office Max, or I think it was Office Depot. And they gave us, you know, pads of paper and, you know, the things, office supplies that we needed. And see, there are ways that we can do things in the community.
Oh, yes. Very easy.
No money has to really come out of any of our pockets, but we just have to know the places to go so that we can help people, you know, get to that next level.
We have not because we ask not.
And it's all about letting go and letting God for real. Do you want God to use you? Or do you want to just stay stuck in life? Do you want other people to remain stuck in life? Or do you really want to help people? It's all about letting go and letting God for real, because as we do that, God is able to use us in such a manner that we've never even conceived of before. Sister Betty,
He's
able to use us in ways that we could never even imagine. And when we talk about God heal our land, okay, I'm going to heal your land, but let me heal your heart first so that you can go out there and do what I called you to do.
Okay.
So that you can go out there and not worry about the money, but just consider helping somebody.
Thank you.
We don't just want to give a hand out. We want to give a hand up.
That's
and,
right.
And lift as we climb.
That's right.
You remember when we did the program with Volunteers of America? We were talking to Daddy one day, and it always comes real fast. And he said, I want you girls to go out. I used to ask myself, why does he want us to do it? Isn't there somebody more capable, Drill Sergeant? But it ends up Betty and I many times, and he says, I want you to go out and feed the homeless. And I said, Lord, it's just my sister and I. We can't. He said, go out and do it. Amen. But we don't know. I started, but I don't know. Betty and I went out, and we started in the community. We got so much food, Betty, did we not? And we got volunteers to cook it. We successfully pulled that thing off with two women. Now just imagine if two sisters could do something like that, what some of these larger organizations folks that's got a heart could do.
That's right.
If they just had a heart to do it.
That's right.
That's what we're looking for in our random act of kindness and people in this community.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome. And you know, as we recruit, and you know, as a drill sergeant, I got to go out and recruit people.
That's
I got to recruit commanders on the battlefield of life, you know, because it is a battle. It's a battle for that young mother, that single mother that has those eight kids. You know, it's a battle for her to try to feed them and clothe them and get them to the place that they need to be in life. It's a battle. But as we recruit more commanders on the battlefield of life.
Yes.
Just think how much easier the process will be. There's always going to be poor among us. There's always going to be hungry. But if we do what we have to do, then we're able to heal the land. You're listening to Let Go and Let God for Real with the Drill Sergeant of Life here at Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Stay tuned, because we got some more for you, and we're just loving what we're doing today. We're having a great time here today, and we want you to be blessed and cause you to go out there and do what God has called you to do. Let go and let God for real, and we're going to do it here today.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, please call us at 720-275-1355.
Aday Ajala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adayajala.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
Praise the Lord and God bless y'all. This is Beatrice Bruno, the Drill Sergeant of Life, and you are tuned in to Let Go and Let God For Real, where I have the sisters, Sister Betty and Sister Eleonora. They are sisters by blood, but they're sisters by the blood of the Lamb as well. And we're here in the studio just having a good time today and talking about things that we need to let go and let God for real so that we can be the soldiers in the army of the Lord that we are called to be. As we continue on, you know, one of the main things that need to be talked about is why are we making so many excuses to letting go and letting God for real in our lives? Why do we have to have so many excuses for doing the things that God has called us to do? God hasn't given us all those excuses. And I want you to think about this, folks. If God were to give you an excuse for blessing you, well, child, I can't do it right now because I'm busy. I'm on vacation. I've got to tend to somebody else right now, and I just can't do that. If God were to give you an excuse like that, Sister Betty, what would you say? What would your reaction be?
I would have to go back to the days of when the Ten Commandments were put into place. Moses, you know how celebrated he was.
He was
chosen from the very beginning.
Oh, yes.
He was asked, go forth, talk to the people, get them in order. I got a big trip I'm planning for. What did Moses do? Like most of us. Well, I can't talk.
I can't handle it. It's bad time. I can't do it.
Can I ask my sister, Eleanor, what did Moses say to Jesus, and what did Jesus say back to Moses?
He said, "Do you have a brother named Aaron?"
Well,
Aaron,
for real?
He said, "Go out and do it. Go out and do it. No excuses. No excuses.
You have brothers and sisters right there in the community. Don't have to be biological. You got the money, they got the time. You got the car, they got the back. Everybody got something they can contribute to in the game of helps, in the game of life. Everybody's got something. Go out there and lay your portion on the table.
Amen.
Lay it there.
Amen.
Drill Sergeant,
Amen.
Our father had a third grade education, and he was an entrepreneur. He had a lumber company. I don't know how many people he employed and he helped. My mom had a 10th grade education. They did not use it as an excuse not to do what God wanted them to do. Not only did they successfully raise a family of nine and 39 grandkids and 39 great-grands, and we go on and on from there. But I tell you what, they stayed focused, and they did what they had to do. And I think now we've got to get ourselves refocused, keep our eyes on the prize, and be obedient. God wants us to do some stuff, and we've got to stop coming up with excuses.
Amen.
We're not rich women. But we're trying to do what God instructs us to do. We talk to him every day, and he says, go out and do it.
Amen.
Thus, we're here.
Amen. Amen. That's good. And, you know, I'm reminded of the scripture. I'm looking for it right now real quick because I don't want to misquote it. It's Romans, the 12th chapter. And it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, I'm reading at verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Come on.
And see, and I can imagine God saying it just like that, which is your reasonable service.
For real.
Okay.
For real. Okay. And then he goes on to say, and be not conformed to this world, which has all these excuses, all the excuses you could ever want to make. You can find them in the world. And says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, as we go about making excuses, Clarence, okay, and saying what we can't do, because see, you could have very well said, well, I only got $20 and I'm not going to get no money until next week.
I did say that in my head.
Okay. You said that in your head.
But the Lord kept working on me.
Okay, he kept working on you. And then tell us, because see, Clarence didn't tell you before the end of the story, after he did what he did. What happened after you went ahead and paid for that man's groceries?
The very next day, my aunt calls me up from California and says, hey, I know you probably need some money. Go to the Western Union. And this is the password and everything to get the money. And she didn't tell me how much she was sending me. And so I get there, I'm thinking it's going to be like, you know, 20, 30, 40 bucks or so. But she sent me $150.
See? Come on.
Wow.
Come on.
And I turned around and went and blessed somebody else.
Come on. See, it got good to you.
Yeah, it got good to
you. Wow.
See, this is what happens when we let go and let God for real.
Because
if you had held on to that little $20, your auntie wouldn't have called you and said, Clarence, go to Western Union.
And I do believe that.
I believe that.
That's the way God works. That's how it works.
See, and God is saying to us today, you know, give yourselves a living sacrifice. Give your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. What we're doing, what we're talking about with random acts of kindness, helping people out, that's our reasonable service. Because think about it. We're living. We got our life, health, and strength. Okay, we got a couple of quarters to rub together, you know, when we need to. Because after all, Jesus says he's the Jehovah Jireh, the Almighty God, our provider. He will supply all our need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Well, if we're holding on to that stuff, we can't even get some of the stuff that God wants to give to us.
For real.
For real. Because we won't let go and let God for real.
Praise God.
You see. That's but as we do, Sister Eleanor, what happens? What happens as we let go and let God for real?
You can't beat God given.
Oh, you
no
better
matter
say that.
How hard you
come
try.
Come on now. Come on.
Woo.
Come on. Hallelujah.
Wow. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time in my life where I was not a risk taker because I thought I had to do it by myself.
Mm-hmm.
That was a mistake I made, Brother Clarence. I thought it was me. And God made it clear, no, I want you to do this, but follow my directions, my instructions.
That's right.
You can get there. It is doable. It is possible. Even if I have to send you a drill sergeant, a number 7 sister, Brother Clarence, it's going to happen, and it will get done.
For real.
I had a girlfriend, and she was from the country, and when she really wanted to make her point, she said, you know, this got to be dead. It's got to be dead. And I'm telling you, when the Lord tells you to do it, it's got to be did. Do it, y'all. Do it by any means necessary. And he will give you all the tools to get it done. As a result, Betty and I are proud to say that this year with our sister's enterprise, we presented our 10th annual Back Home Gospel Shout Out. God said, don't worry about who fills the seats or anything else. I will provide all of that for you. You are to be obedient and do as I tell you to do. And as a result, Betty and I tell others that we're just a nobody trying to tell everybody. about somebody
who can save
anybody.
Hallelujah.
That's how easy it is. That's how simple it is.
Amen.
And we try to do it every day. We talk to Daddy. Sometime he changes the rules. He tells you, now I want you to do it this way and that way. And whatever, we try to follow that and be as obedient as possible. With our Toastmasters International organization that Betty and I are co-founders of, this particular club, the Absolutely Articulate Toastmasters, has been around for about 5 years. Drill Sergeant, we want you to know that we invited one of our friends over, Joe Saba, who is a communications guru, and he says, you know, you girls are slick. I've been watching you for a long time, and we thought, well, Joe, what did we do? What did we do this time? He said, I see those letters behind your name. I said, you mean the DTM? That's the highest level you can get to in Toastmasters. He said, oh, I'm not talking about those letters. I said, what letters are you talking about? He said, I see some other letters. Do you have a REV? I said, REV? What's that? Are you guys ministers?
All right now.
No, Joe, we're just two sisters just doing. He said, you girls are slick. I've been watching you, and I know what you're doing over there with that club. You're using that as a means to get the word out about our Lord and Savior.
That's all right.
Y'all are something else.
That's all right.
And as we said, we're just nobodies trying to tell everybody there's another way to do things. We have a lot of faith-based people in our organization, but we enjoy teaching others about public speaking, and we're especially proud to have some good people in that organization. It's changed the way I communicate, and I'm continuing to learn to speak better and to listen better. It's been an excellent avenue for me.
Our religion is simple, Eleanor.
Yeah, our religion and sisters, we tell others, it's one of kindness. Amen. And that's what we're still trying to share and teach with others. It's old-fashioned, I know, but that's the way we go with it. That's how we roll. That's our MO.
Amen.
So before I forget and before we run out of time, tell us how we can get in touch with you about Sisters Enterprise.
Thank you. We have our email that you can reach us at, backhomegospel@yahoo.com, or you can reach us. We are old-fashioned and back home. We're working on a website and all that. Or you can reach us directly at 303-324-5927. We welcome your input. We're always looking for volunteers for some of the projects that we are working on.
Awesome. Awesome. And you are, every year, you are honoring people for the Random act of kindness.
We are always seeking out 100-plus-year-old centenarians that we can honor as well. Those individuals have stories to tell. And others that would like to volunteer in any capacity with our organization, we welcome that those individuals would call us as well.
Amen. Amen. And I hope you all are around for another 95 years, because I will be 150 years old and I plan to live to 150.
We'll be at the birthday party.
For real.
We'll be at the birthday party.
All right. That sounds good to me.
And you know, more than anything else, we share with the public, all of us are soldiers in God's army. Yes. All of us are.
Yes. Yes, we are. And you know, on this battlefield of life, we really have to pay attention to what God is telling us, what he's putting before us and presenting to us, so that we can be the commanders on the battlefield of life.
I like that.
As we go forward doing the things that he has called us to do. And I've enjoyed you all so much today. Is there anything you want to leave the audience with as far as letting go and letting God for real, so that they can get on the good foot and do all that they were called to do on this battlefield of life? Sister Betty, what you got?
Well, we accuse my baby sisters being the one that's loquacious, that's nonstop and talking.
I'm shy and I'm an introvert.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
That's what she used to be.
Uh-huh.
But I would like to say that one person at a time, you can make a difference in your community.
Amen.
One person at a time. If I can borrow the name of Rosa Parks, that was one woman.
Yeah.
She said one word, and did that not change history?
Yes,
no.
For many of us. And what was that word, Eleanor?
No.
That's right. Right.
No.
That's right. That's right.
No.
Sister Eleanor, what advice would you give us to let go and let God for real?
Because we're a community that oftentimes rely on excuses.
Mm-hmm.
I'd just like to share and remind everyone, we have not because
we ask not.
Ask not.
Amen. Amen.
It's there for us.
Amen. Amen. And I want to leave three tips on letting go and letting God for real from this broadcast today. Number one, no more excuses. Number two, do it by any means necessary. And number three, remember your reasonable service, because that's all God is asking us to do. You've been listening to Let Go and Let God for Real with the Drill Sergeant of Life. I'm Beatrice Bruno, the hostess with the mostest, because I had the mostest best ladies with me today, and even Clarence chimed in today. You're listening to Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. We love you. God bless you today. And go out and let go and let God for real, and watch God make changes in your life today. God bless you. We'll see you next time on Let Go and Let God for Real.
In the army,
we have to fight.
We have to fight. Although we have to fight,
we have to hold it up.
Okay. We have to hold it up.
The bloodstained banner. We have to hold it up until we die.
Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.